The common thread in today's case and in last week's case is simply this: an egregious abuse of power and position by people in public service who betrayed their sacred duties and those who sought to illegally scheme and conspire with them to breach the public's trust.
That's U.S. Attorney Lawrence Keefe of the state's Northern District at a press conference on Tuesday. The 35-count federal indictment alleges former Lynn Haven City Manager Michael White and former Community Services Director David Horton conspired with the owners of Greenleaf Lawn Care of Bay County and Erosion Control Specialist to defraud the city out of roughly $5 million. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Kuntz is the lead prosecutor on the case.
In fact, the indictment alleges numerous occasions where invoices were submitted for cleanup in amounts of $300,000 to $500,000, falsely claiming trash pickup as early as October 18th of 2018. This continued through months after the hurricane, where significant amounts of money were paid for trash cleanup despite it was not necessary and not actually performed.
Prosecutors say White and Horton also approved invoices for debris removal, landscaping, and other repair services that were never provided to the city. The indictment alleges some of that work was actually done at the private residences of White, Horton, the mayor of Lynn Haven, and a city commissioner.
And the performance of the post-hurricane debris removal and repairs at the residences of these city officials were concealed and not disclosed in invoices. Instead, the invoices claimed that public areas in Lynn Haven were the locations where work was performed.
ECS owner David White, who's not related to Michael White, Greenleaf owner Joshua Anderson, and Shannon Rodriguez Harris, all of Panama City, were also charged in the indictment for conspiring to submit fake invoices and then falsifying timesheets that were submitted to FEMA. The Bay County Sheriff's Office is assisting the ongoing investigation. Sheriff Tommy Ford says local law enforcement will aggressively fight to reform corruption in the community.
There may be time for some to change their ways, and for others, it is too late. Let me be clear that these arrests represent the beginning of this case, and I fully anticipate additional indictments and arrests will make the scope of this problem clear to the residents of Bay County.
The defendants could face up to 20 years in prison for wire, mail, and honest services fraud, and for conspiracy to commit money laundering. They could face up to 10 years for theft of federal funds and up to 5 years for filing false federal claims. Michael White is scheduled to appear in U.S. District Court in Tallahassee on December 3rd. For WFSU News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Panama City.